with a prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
St. Augustine would remind us to trust the past to God's mercy, the present to God's love, and the future to God's providence. Gracious God, we come to this new day ever mindful that what we need to do is to trust your mercy and love and do what you will for us. That as these days unfold, you will be our guide and what we do is fitting with your future for us. Be with us through this day and fill us with your wisdom and directing spirit so we may accomplish all that you have for us to complete. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary will read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, third day, Monday, January 12, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment, Senator Mayer in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the...
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have
Thank
it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Petitions. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my pleasure to introduce to the body Ed Weisbart, who is the Chief Medical Officer of Medical Affairs for Express Scripts. And as you well know, Express Scripts is located in my district, one of the only Fortune 500 company that's located on a college campus. He is sitting on my right and your left, and I would appreciate it if the body would make him feel
welcome. Delighted to welcome the doctor from Express Scripts to the Missouri Senate here today. Senator from Jasper.
I would like to introduce three very special guests. First of all, my wife, John C., is with us today. And also we have my oldest grandchild, my youngest grandchild, and my favorite grandchild, all in the form of one person, and that would be Rachel Nadler. And I would ask that she be made a page for the day. And she is accompanied by her mother, Nicole Anderson from Webb City.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Jasper please rise for a welcome by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest with me this morning. I have a young man who is an honor student at Bloomfield High School in Bloomfield, Missouri, Jackson McQueen, who's joined us this morning, and his father, Alan McQueen, are here. And I'd like to have Jackson named page of the day with our compensation. Have the Senate welcome him.
The young man will be made page for the day, and let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Stoddard. Further introductions. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolution. Concurrent resolution. Senator from Nottoway. Send it forward, Senator. one of the pages can go up and get the resolution and bring it forward. Thank you. We'll print the resolution in the journal. Care to explain it?
I think it'll be self-explanatory. Thank you.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th. Send your legislative package forward, Senator.
I'm going to vote for three.
Hey, can I pick which two?
No.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 180, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to criminal mens rea.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 181, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to protection of crime victim information.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 182, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to false or misleading diplomas.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 183, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to illegal drug use of applicants and recipients of temporary assistance for needy family benefits.
Read the fourth bill. Oh.
Senate Bill 184, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to dangerous dogs.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Nottoway.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 6, offered by Senator Lager, an act relating to compensation of public officials.
Senator, care to explain?
Restore integrity to this process, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator from 24th, send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 185, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to alternative rate schedules.
Senator, read the second bill.
Senate Bill 186, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to the Healthy Pet Act.
Senator from Cove. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 187, introduced by Senator Vogel, an act relating to transient guest taxes.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 188, introduced by Senator Dempsey et al., an act relating to liquor control.
Thank you, Mr. President. Self-explanatory.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, you are the secretary and we have any messages to come. If so, please have them read.
We do have messages. Read the messages from the governor.
January 13th, 2009, to the Senate of the 95th General Assembly of the State of Missouri. I hereby withdraw from your consideration the following appointment to office made by Governor Matt Blunt and submitted to you on January 8th, 2009 for your advice and consent. James B. Anderson, Democrat, 1489 South Ginger Blue Avenue, Springfield, Greene County, Missouri, 65809, as a member of the Missouri Development Finance Board for a term ending September 14, 2012, and until his successor is duly appointed and qualified. Vice S. Lee Kling, deceased. Respectfully submitted, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor.
Senator from Buchanan.
I move that the appointment of James B. Anderson, along with the appointments appearing on pages 93 through 105 of the Senate Journal for Monday, January 12, 2009, be returned to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator from 14th?
The senator from Buchanan, please.
Does the senator yield?
Do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you. Senator, on a couple of these, I noticed that there are some duplicate names and the dates were changed. Can you explain that process? I'm not sure how you appoint or withdraw from one year and then another year. So I'm trying to understand that process.
I don't have a clue. I do know this.
Okay.
I do know this. Typically, I don't know why there's duplicates. I really
yeah,
don't.
there are a couple of them here on
for the
same commissions.
Yeah, let me say the basic principle is what typically happens in an administration change is all the appointments that are made in the interim that have not been confirmed by the Senate are withdrawn by letter on the first day of the new administration. So one of the things that letter came into us yesterday, wipe the slate clean of all those, then he'll have the opportunity to reappoint. Many of those on that list, I assume, will be reappointed. If he doesn't wipe it clean, then we've got 30 days to act on it, and as you can see, that's a pretty big list.
I see.
That's kind of how that process works.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
From Buchanan, does any other senator wish to be heard? Senator? Seeing none, the senator is recognized. Close. Senator renews his motion on returning the appointments to governors. Many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to. Senator from 24.
I would ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Considering that this is sort of the morning after, I think everybody should know we have the doctor of the day, Dr. Ed Weisbart from my district. He's here, so if you need him, please do call on him.
He may be called upon today for special care. Hope he brought some headache pills with him, you think? Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of announcements.
Announcements. Senator?
Have a couple announcements, but first, don't know that they will have been listening, but I want to let this body take a moment to recognize a lot of people in this Capitol and our law enforcement community and as well as the National Guard folks. Worked extremely hard yesterday, but the thing that always amazes me, and I left this building at 2:00 last night, and people were working very, very hard, and you come in the next morning, it's like nothing ever happened last night, and that's an amazing thing. I will also say our Senate staff and all the folks in your offices obviously worked very, very hard, so I think we ought to take a moment to give our appreciation for all the people that cleaned this place up. And Mr. President,
Senator,
I have one more announcement. Today will be the first one of our Senate seminars, and I have not talked with this body previously about sort of the thought behind why we're doing this. It occurred to me that in the first 2 or 3 weeks of the legislative session, we haven't got committees rolling, bills assigned to committees, we have some time. That it would be a unique opportunity for us to bring experts in various areas into the building, let them discuss issues in front of us without being in a committee hearing, without having a bill number attached to it. where we could ask questions and learn from these folks. I think it's going to be a very good experience for us. The first one is today. It's on energy policy, and that will be from 12:30 to 2 o'clock in Senate Committee Room Number 2, and we would love to have your participation. There, I think we have some folks that have some interesting things to say. More appropriately, these are great people for you to ask questions of and try to understand that. Then we'll start again next Wednesday with life science and healthcare. Tomorrow with life science and healthcare. The next Tuesday, because we're not in session on Monday, we'll do transportation from 2 to 3 and agriculture 3 to 4, followed up on the Wednesday the 21st, education, economic development also, and then conclude on January 22nd, Thursday, with higher education. Would love to have you attend to these. I think they'll be great sessions, and I think we'll learn a lot. Appreciate it.
Further announcements? Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. Minutes are the opinion shall prevail. Say aye. Ugh.